Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back, the Marshall Tucker Band. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bruce Poontip is our guest. Bruce is the author of Loop Tail, How One Company Changed the World by Reinventing Business. I'm going to ask him about that in a second. He's the founder of G Adventures, which is a travel agency, a global travel agency that's in dozens of countries, serving hundreds of thousands of customers every year. And he's 23 years old now. He founded it with the idea of finding a niche in the travel industry. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, how we can find the company and the book?
We have a looptail.com for the book, and you know, the company has gadventures.com is our website.
All right, so check that out. And by the way, folks, the foreword was written by none other than the Dalai Lama, so you're going to want to make sure you check that out. Bruce, you look at the world differently, as most entrepreneurs do, and you've really turned, you know, an idea for a niche into a global company that's almost a category of one. So how have you done it? Talk to us about your business philosophy. Talk to us about your approach to reinventing. You say how your company reinvented business. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, over time, business has changed too. So we took, we started as an idea to reinvent travel, like to have people look differently about their holiday time. And then we turned, in the mid-90s, ecotourism and the idea of sustainability and tourism kind of collided, and we started going into that. But then social enterprise is what it really defined us in the last decade, where, you know, we started working with the Inter-American Development Bank and the Multilateral Investment Fund, and we started building local community projects with the foundation.
So you started partnering in order to grow your business. You started partnering with organizations that were trying to grow this ecotourism idea in their countries, which is where instead of people coming there and hunting animals, let's say, they came there and photographed animals, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but a little more than that, where we started building tourism projects around the world, whether it would be, you know, homestay programs with communities that didn't get revenue from tourism,
right.
Or we started developing Amazon jungle lodges with local communities,
right.
Building local experiences, like we have a local living program where you can stay with a nomadic family for a week in Mongolia, or an Indian tribe in the Amazon.
Well, that's immersion.
Or you can stay with a family in a winery in Chile. Like, there's all kinds of different things, but we have to develop those with local and local families, and we would create wealth distribution because you'd be going into areas that wouldn't normally benefit from tourism.
Right.
And we started reinventing how people looked at business and really redefining social enterprise, you know, combining, you know, social innovation and that nonprofit world of social entrepreneurship and, you know, using social media to communicate and create a two-way relationship with our customers and we were redefining social enterprise. And that's really what the story is about. And that is what transcended, you know, being just a regular travel company or a tour operator, and we were able to export it and become a global brand. And, you know, people from 160 countries booked tours with us this year.
So basically, you created an industry, didn't you?
Yeah, we created something that no one had ever seen. I mean, yeah. There's never been a type of tour run like ours. First of all, that was our first, you know, in terms of disruptive innovation, was our first idea.
But how did you capitalize all this? Because when you basically what you were doing is you were imagining a product. You had to go out and engineer a prototype. You had to then see if the prototype would work, and demonstrate it. Then you had to build, market, and sell, and execute on that prototype. That takes capital. How did you capitalize all that?
Well, I mean, and that's the best part of the story, actually. I own 100% of the company. We never got a loan. I did it from two college credit cards.
Yeah.
And I funded it. There's no venture cap. There's no shareholders but it took me 23 years. And the world changed in my favor.
More than once.
I took advantage. Yeah, and I took advantage of every opportunity. Even when when the fax machine came, I thought, wow, this is an amazing tool. So when I first saw a fax machine, there was rainbows flying over. I thought, wow, that's like magic. People can make reservations by fax. And then when the internet and email and then, of course, social media came, they were all tools that we were able to take advantage of to create the idea of what our company
allowed allowed you to compress the cost and the time of these prototypes, but it still takes a big organization to do what you're doing. You got over 1,000 employees, and it still takes a big organization. Somebody has to manage that. What is your biggest management issue right now? I've got 30 seconds.
It's leadership. I have employees in over 100 countries, and getting them to deliver on this aggressive brand promise that we have. And getting people to understand the global nature of our business, and I have to transcend cultures because I have people in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and they all have different ideas of work and company culture, and we spend more money on that than anything, and that's very unusual for a company, about people understanding the company culture,
delivering the brand promise. Getting your values out to the last mile of your employees.
Globally, 100 countries.
Bruce, I need your website again, please.
gadventures.com.
All right, the book is called Loop Tail by Bruce Poontip. Hey, Bruce, come back soon, will you? We enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bruce Poontip, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back one of these days. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.